This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Much of the West remains in a major snow drought, and that has big implications for the looming wildfire season. The Mount West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse explains.
Officials aren't mincing their words. Federal drought monitors say that western snow cover is the lowest it has been at the start of February in over 20 years of satellite records, calling it, quote, the worst snowpack in decades.
The situation with the western snowpack is quite dire in just about all areas.
That's Basil Numerzycki, lead meteorologist at the Great Basin Coordination Center in Salt Lake City.
From southern Idaho through all of the intermountain west, including parts of the Sierra, the Colorado Rockies, and especially down into the higher terrain of Arizona and New Mexico, where snowpack is only about 20% of normal.
For higher elevations, he says there's a direct relationship between snowpacks and fire activity. The less snow, the sooner it melts off, allowing fuels to dry more quickly and become receptive to starts. But for lower elevation grass and brushlands, he says less precipitation can mean less growth of the fine, easy-to-burn fuels. His big takeaway, an earlier than normal start to the fire season is looking likely. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
State lawmakers and Evergreen community members have unveiled legislation to prevent acts of violent extremism. Legislators say September's school shooting in Evergreen underscores the need for laws that require social media companies to respond to warrants faster than they currently do. Officials say if they had known about the Evergreen shooter's online extremism sooner, the shooting could have been prevented. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.